Hi, everybody. This is the Pacifica Foundation National Board of National Finance Committee meeting of September 8th, 2009. So this is the open portion of our meeting, and the first thing we will do is have the secretary, R. Paul Martin, call the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron. Rhonda Dixon. Ron Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Campbell Johnson.
Okay.
Here.
Luzette King. Luzette? Okay. Alberto Luera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Jamie Ross.
Here.
LaVarn Williams.
Present.
Susan Young.
Present.
Okay, is Grace Aaron here?
Here.
Okay. Rhonda Dixon. Luzette King?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. Okay, let's see, and for our agenda for the open session this evening, we have a revised version of the KPFT budget, which is the duty of this committee to review budgets before they get sent to the National Board for adoption. The fiscal year starts October 1st, so we're trying to get these finished. Let's see here. So what we need to do is review this budget, and if we find it, if we don't have any problems, we can approve it, or we can approve it with notations or emendations, or we can ask more questions, or, you know, we have a number of options open to us. The main thing I would say, remember, everybody, that a budget is a plan for the upcoming year. It should be reasonable. A key point for me is that we're not overspending. Changes can certainly be made in the course of the year, but it is good to start out with a reasonable budget that makes sense so we can plan and know what to expect. Okay, so let's see. Does everybody have a copy of the KPFT budget? I just sent it to Campbell and Luzette.
Yes.
So you just got that email? I sent it to your Yahoo.
Yeah, but I don't. Hold on.
Should be there in a minute.
There it is.
Okay. Anyway, we can quickly. This budget has been changed to meet one of our requests was to have a forecast column, which I believe. If you look at, it actually seems to have actuals for every month except for September.
Right.
And has a forecast number for September. So in column U on the page, Budget FY 2010, column U is a forecast for the current year. And we can compare that to column T, which is the budget total for the upcoming year. And we can also compare it to column V, which is the budget total for last year. So, I hope that's clear.
Just a second.
So, is T34 seems to be showing 1,354,225, but the forecast is only for 1,222,000?
Which cell are you on there, R. Paul?
I am on your budget FY 2010. I'm looking at T34, cell T34, and you...
T34 is blank on mine.
Yeah, T34 is blank on mine, too.
Really? I've got 1,354,225.
Okay, why don't I just quickly resend this?
Why? Because you said two, and so there was the latest one that you need to send.
I'll just send this to everybody's personal. Wait a second. Make sure I forwarded the right one.
Main 136.
Oh, he's they. Okay. Make sure I forwarded the right one. Yeah, the one updated. Does yours say, R. Paul, does yours say in the header, KPFT budget template FY 2010 updated September 8th?
Yes, that's what mine says.
And mine's got a bracket, too.
That's bizarre. Okay, let me try this one more time.
Yeah, there's one that he sent, the latest one.
The latest one with the bracket, too?
The latest one is dated. It was 50 minutes ago.
Yeah,
8:06
p.m.
T-34 in the latest one, our Paul, should be blank. T-34, you're sure it's 34? They're sure it's the right cell?
Yeah, it's in budget FY 2010. Column T is in tango. I'm sorry. That's 24. I'm sorry.
Ah, 24. Okay, yes. Yes,
okay.
So the total income, yes. Yes, okay. So
there's
now
a line
we're,
going
we're,
down the edge of it here, which to my not so good eyesight came up as 34, not 24. Sorry.
Yeah, I've got to use the zoom function with these things because
I've got that on. Unfortunately,
take like the 8-point type at the national office.
Jamie, I don't have your most recent email. Did you send it?
Okay, I'll send it straight to you then.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I just sent the one to R. Paul and to Campbell. Again.
I just got it. Where should I save this thing?
I'm sending it to your RR address, Grace.
Okay.
Here it comes. It's gone. It's on its way. So let's see. We're looking at the... So I think we are all looking at the same right document. So the thing to do is to look at the numbers for the main income lines and see if they look reasonable. So it appears that starting in line 5, column T, row 5, the total in the budget listener support is 1.023 million. The forecast for listener support for this year is 942,000. So they're forecasting an increase in listener support. Also in row 6, there's a line additional listener support, 43,000. Let's see, Susan or Alberto, can you explain the increase? Why you guys think you're going to get... Well, first of all, what is this line, additional listener support, and what the basis of concluding that we're going to have an increase in listener support is?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have notes from when I talked to Dwayne. I'm trying to find my notes here.
Is that LaVarne?
Yeah, no. I have notes from when I talked to Dwayne, to Bradley. So let me see if I can find them here. But keep talking.
Okay. Susan, do you have any input into this question?
Yeah, no. I mean, the listener support that I understood that we were bringing forward was essentially flat. So you have 2008, 1,028,000. You have 2009, when, of course, we had a couple of fund drives go low, and so our forecast is 942. And on the basis of the most recent fund drive, we hoped we would be able to reacquire the 2008 level, so we're at 1,023,000. I don't know what this additional listener support is. I don't know if that is... I wonder if that's lapsed donors.
Okay. This is Brian. I have a theory.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian.
If you look at the assumptions tab in the far right column AE, next to the section that shows fund drive goals, it seems to indicate, I'm assuming the national office added $46,000 worth of fundraising. $35,000 worth of net to pay their portion of the debt payback.
That's exactly it.
What was that again?
That's the national office incorporated that as debt retirement.
So where,
that's the additional
this,
loans we're supposed to raise for debt retirement.
So on the assumption...
That's not the $300,000. That's the broader debt retirement plan that Lamarne had suggested.
Okay,
because
and where is this on the assumptions tab?
Can you come back and speak first?
Just going on what's in the document. If you go to the assumptions tab, column AE, it says at the top of the column, pay national office FY 2010, pay national office FY 2011, and under that it says additional goal at fulfillment rate. It looks like they're adding about $12,000 per fund drive to the goals to reach bottom line of about $46,000 in pledge. And I'm assuming that correlates to the debt retirement expense line in the budget, which is $35,000. So it would be $45,000 at their fulfillment rate to make $35,000 to pay it off.
Oh, okay.
And that $35,000, is that against the $300,000 Heath, or is that against the $1.3 million overall WBAI KPFK debt?
Well,
obviously, it's not something that
we put in
right on, or that we are aware of.
Oh no, we're supposed to show that as an opportunity, but
I wouldn't call it an opportunity.
Okay, well let LaVarne speak.
We were supposed to show it as an opportunity, so that it would, so the impact would still be zero. But we'll look at. I'll have him look at. I see the 12,000 fulfillment rate goal, so the 12-11 in May, and then in August. Okay. Well, you know, I talked to Dwayne about this, so I'll have to see if Efren put this in, or if actually Dwayne put it in. So, or Bradley or Marquisha, because we did talk about it, but I saw it as an opportunity. It had not been approved by the PNB. So, I'll have to...
Or by the LSD, and I'd appreciate knowing how you're calling it an opportunity.
Well, it would be an opportunity for the network, for the foundation, to retire the debt. And that would bring the cash back into the national office, so we will not have the cash shortage by the payout for, as you say, the BAI and KPFK debt.
So I'll point out there's a debt retirement schedule on the assumptions tab now, and that would be on the assumptions tab starting on row 385. So it shows KPFT's share of the $300,000 repayment is $9,000, and then KPFT's share of repaying $1.2 million, I'm not sure what that is $27,000 per year. So it would be the two together come to $34,000.
Can you tell me where this is, Brian?
This is starting on row 385 in the assumptions tab.
All right. Okay, 385.
There you go.
Okay, 300,000. Okay, let's see, per year. So for the 300,000, which I believe has been passed by the PNB,
right,
that would be $9,000 per year.
But
and
this is starting in November, so it's not a full fiscal year of payments.
That's true.
So it might be
you're exactly right. So it'd be 9,000. It'd be eight. Oh, it'd be 750.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's that. And then there's $1.2 million to be collected as follows.
Mm-hmm.
$27,000.
$1.2 million is where now?
This is going to be...
That's WBAI's accumulated debt to the national...
Grace, I'm talking. It's on the Assumptions and Historical Data tab.
Yeah.
If you go down to row 385.
Oh, okay, I see the $1.2 million. Yeah.
Okay. So that adds up to 27,000. So there's 9,000, which actually ought to be 7,500 for the Heath, which I believe the PNB has approved. The PNB has approved that. And then there's $27,000 for the accumulated debt, largely from BAI, but I guess that may have also include KPFK.
KPFK as well.
So that's 27 plus 9 is 36, 35. That's 35 in cash. So the listener support meets that. The additional listener support meets that, but also there's some extra. It's higher than it needs to be if it's only for debt retirement. Okay.
Well, that would be gross pledge, not net fulfillment.
But don't you think, I mean, in the budget it should be cash, not gross pledge, right?
Well, the expense line in the budget, which is row 93 on the budget tab, it says debt retirement $35,250.
Oh, this subtracts the costs of that listener support associated with getting that listener support?
No, it should be a fulfillment rate. But the fulfillment rate was like, it should be 35, whatever the amount. Let me just go back to find the amount.
They're assuming 77% fulfillment.
You know,
it's just fulfilled. It's not deducting credit card fees or premium costs or premium shipping or billing costs.
No, it doesn't, but that can be worked on.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm still a little confused here because the listener support number, the additional listener support is 43,006 something.
That's pledged.
Okay, well,
on the assumptions tab, that's gross pledge.
But on the budget FY 2010, it's in there just as a number.
Right, which is fulfillment. Let me look at the numbers here.
So that one needs to be, so if we were to go for that, that would need to be adjusted for fulfillment, right?
So it should be at fulfillment. So it's, the 9,000, the 750 is 9,000 less, and the number there is 43, so that's 34, 650. And the amount that's on the assumption sheet is 7, 6, something else. Let's just look at the assumption sheet here and see what's already there.
So, Jamie, if you look at on the assumptions tab, 45,750 gross, and you multiply it by the assumption rate they're assuming, which is 77%, then you come out basically to the dollar what they're budgeting going out
for this debt repayment.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like that, anyways, well, then that budget number needs to be adjusted. But that's one of the issues. Okay, well, that makes sense then. Okay, well, I'm glad we asked that question then, because that leads us to a whole interesting discussion, which we will need to have, which is we have approved the repayment plan for the Heath Endowment, which would be what's listed here is 9,000. Which actually should be 7,500 because the first 2 months of the year we're not going to repay that. But we have not approved a plan to collect money from the station to repay the money owed from BAI and I guess KPFK.
And any other thing that went in there.
Yeah, so that... before we approve, you know, I guess we'll have to deal with that. I guess we could deal with that this evening.
Yes.
So, but why don't we, if I would like to table that discussion at least till we get through the budget here, if people don't have any problem with that.
Well, I want to point out something.
Okay, Alberto?
The only, in the number, as it relates to debts or increases, the only numbers that have been taken into consideration has been the 375.71, which was our upage for free speech radio news.
Okay.
And the $750 that we will be assisting in paying back to the Heath Fund as part of our effort to become self-funded. So I am not prepared to discuss or to talk about whatever assumptions are there.
Okay.
And there are other changes in our budget that are at play here besides that. I think one of the items in my mind is how much money without the assumptions, how much money is now projected to be brought in at KPFT, and how much money is with the adjustments and changes that were done over the weekend, how much money are we going to expend, and is there any carryover at the end of the year?
This is a deficit budget now. The $7,000 cash deficit.
Where do you see that?
If you take net income and then subtract capital, you have to do it yourself because it's not the budget.
Let's look at cash flow and see what it is. This is the tab cash flow FY.
The cash flow, your ending balance is $13,000 behind your opening balance.
Okay, I see line 40, net income is $18,579,000. And then there's $25,000
in
capital expenses. This is, now we're on the budget FY 2010 tab.
Net income is row 40?
Net income is row 40, yeah.
$18,579?
Yeah, and then the capital expenditures are $25,000. So that would leave a deficit of $7,000. That's what you said? That's what you said,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
and then on the cash flow, I'm not sure what accounts for the discrepancy,
but
it's about $13,000.
Cash flow 2010 tab. You see cash from operations is a negative $12,865. The cash balance beginning, the cash balance ending is October beginning is $270,000. At the beginning of October 1st, at the end of September, the 30th is $257,135. And that's actually 60. Oh yeah, that makes $12,865. Voila.
Which tab are you on?
Okay,
Lamar?
If you look at on cash flow FY 2010, if you look at October, the C. Column C, line 51, cash balance beginning is $270,000.
Okay.
And if you look at column N, line 52, the ending cash balance is column O, line 52, the ending balance is $257,135.
So that's $13,000.
Well, it should be about the $12,865 or so.
Okay, so that's not so basically this budget is not accumulating any money. It's losing
money. It's not accumulating cash.
It's losing money.
Okay.
Because of helping to retire the loan. I mean, I'm sorry, helping to retire the receivable and in the national office.
Okay.
Can I say something a little different?
Please. I'm sorry, Jamie. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead, Alberto.
Well, over the weekend, there were some discussions and some changes that were submitted to EFRIN and to Laverne, which included doing some personnel changes at KPFT by upping the personnel line item by one full-time employee and several hours, or upping some part-time employees by a certain number of hours, which
I can't really tell.
Let me
remind you, just be very general in these comments about salary expenses, because we're on the open line.
Exactly. I'm just saying there was... personnel line item was increased.
Okay.
Over what we reviewed last week or 2 weeks ago, and the major changes is that besides adding the expenses of paying back the $750 a month starting in November and upping the our portion of Free Speech Radio News, there was also changes by adding a personnel, upping the line item with some personnel changes at KPFT. And that's why the budget has now gone a little bit over, $7,000 or $12,000 or $13,000.
Right.
So, having said that, I have had opportunities to receive phone calls from people, members of the committee, of our committees, they would like to look here locally, to look at all of those changes. And we are trying to do, I am trying to do this the best way we can so that we can move forward and adopt a budget for KPFT that can be amended, like Jamie said, at any point in time. However, it is my belief, and I will not change my belief, that the income that we should have minimum a balanced budget, that the amount of money that we're projecting to bring in should be, if not a little bit greater than, should be equal to the amount of money that we're expending, And we took into consideration, like I basically am repeating myself, the paying back $750 and adding that amount to the Free Speech Radio contract that that the board adopted. And that's where we're at right now, and I think that we're in a dilemma here. I want a budget approved, and I want, if there are changes to be done, that we can do the changes, but I don't want this process to get stalled, and I'm just so sorry that the other radio stations are not bringing in their budgets, and that KPFT is the one that is in the forefront of this process, and we're already on the second Tuesday of the month. And before I forget, Jamie, you need to call another meeting for next Tuesday because we need to post our meetings 8 days in advance. And that's where I'm at on that. I just don't like to see red ink because we know where red ink got us last year, and we're still suffering to this year, and we're going to probably suffer for the next couple of years with the red ink.
Okay, thank you, Alberto.
Can I say something?
Did you want to talk? Go ahead.
Alberto, let me ask this question. For KPFT, in terms of the payback on that on the debt retirement, we're paying back ourselves, so we can make adjustments. I mean, we'd like to set up a schedule to get it done, but we can make adjustments. So should we? I mean, I'm perfectly willing to adjust the amount to an amount to keep you in the black.
Well, I don't. It is my understanding from what I'm as sharp as a marble normally, but what I hear, from Brian is that by just looking at the numbers, and I might have misunderstood, just looking at the numbers of money that is going to come in, leaving the assumption outside of the process, just looking at what we projected the income to be for 2010 and looking at the expenses for 2010, we're in the red. I don't think that in those numbers that were explained to us just previously by Brian and Jamie, and as we're looking at that number did not include the assumption of $34,000, $35,000, $36,000. I know it is not in the mix. because our budget was very, very tight to begin with. So I know that the budget that went up to the national office does not include any paybacks, any line item for anything that has to do with the $1.2 million arrears that are pending with BAI. So I know that that number is not in our mix. Now, if we leave that number out of the mix, and if what I'm hearing is that the income that KPFT is projecting for 2010 versus the expenses is still, there's more expenses than income, that's not kosher. And I think this committee, ever since we started the process, has indicated that no budgets will be adopted that are in the red. So we need to look at those numbers. If, in fact, the numbers are in the red, I mean, we need to go back and reconnoiter into those numbers and figure out what we're going to do. And I'm not saying nothing. This group can adopt the KPFT budget and move on to the rest. But I don't think it's kosher that we adopt budgets in the red.
Well, I agree.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. Let's see, LeVar?
I just said I agree. I'm looking at the number again. Go ahead.
Okay, Brian.
I was just wondering if we could return to the line by line. It looks like card donations are budgeted to be $5,000 over the forecast for this year. Grants are budgeted to be $6,500 over the forecast for this year. CPP funding is budgeted to be $14,000 up. The increase in listener support with the line that's added listener support, I don't know what that is. It doesn't have a general ledger code. Is looking at to be $123,000 more than this forecast for this year. The budget's assuming bank charges will drop by $20,000. And any ideas on these variances?
One thing, Brian, I think if you add the CPB, there's two CPB lines. If you add them both in the forecast, it's about what the budget is.
Oh, they're breaking out the restricted portion. Okay.
Is kosher. Yeah. The car donation, that's a good, the other items you had, car donation and grants, were up. Those are, open questions. And community, it looks like community events is down.
I think that zeroes out with a different income line. They're not booked on the same line. It's booked as craft fair / other events.
Yeah, but that's 47, and community events for this year is 55.
And those are very doable, by the way. All those little incomes that we're projecting, the 55 from the affair, the $5,000 from the cars, we have, we have a fairly successful projects to bring in that extra money that is not linked to on-air fundraising. I mean, those are all very doable and very easily explained, just looking at what we did last year and what we're going to be looking at the future and, for this coming year.
Well, what we requested last year during the budgeting process was that anywhere you show an increase in revenues over your forecast for the current year, that the people drawing up the budget attach a written explanation for what they thought the basis was for forecasting that. I mean, the thing that makes me nervous about the grants income, for instance,
$6,000.
Well, but you budgeted $6,500 last year and made nothing, and now you're budgeting $6,500 again this year. So maybe there's a simple explanation. Maybe it's a $6,500 grant you've already got that's coming in late. But I would be more comfortable with a little written note explaining that.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Susan, are you there?
Yep, I am.
Do you know that $6,500 grant, again, did you hear Brian make those comments?
Yeah, and to be truthful, I'm not sure which those are, because the grants I am familiar with are the equipment. I never get the, TPFD thing right. Hang on a minute.
Sure.
Okay, we can go ahead, just ignore that phone. But the other is Miller Theater. And I think We've been getting our Miller Theater grant regularly, but I don't know if it zeroes out for expenditures on the other side. Anyway, I'm not sure what the $6,500 is.
Okay. Okay. There's your answer, Brian.
Line, there's also an income line that doesn't have a code. The bottom income line is called on-air income, which calls for $6,000. That's another good one. Okay.
So. See how I'm very quiet, Brian?
And again, we're grateful, Alberto. We're enjoying this moment of quiet.
Yeah, it could be almost anything. You know, we have on-air, we have a computer show, and they have on-air income, or they call it for the computer show. And we have other little that bring in, someone's calling me, that other shows that bring in income all the time. I mean, they have income from shows like monthly and not just during the fund drive.
But maybe instead of speculating, someone should just find out and report back.
Yeah, we'll just add this to the list of questions.
Speculation, because it's in here, it's speculation in terms of what the real source is, because it's not on there, but it's no, that's what it, that's basically what we have on air income. So you can like choose the show where it comes from.
Okay. All right. So those, does anybody have any other questions about the income or part of the budget?
Someone is bugging me. I don't know how to put this on. Oh, well, yes, I do. Just a minute.
I was wondering where that beep was from.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Who is this?
You're still on the call, LeBron.
It's your buddies from the National Finance Committee.
I suspect it. Just a minute.
You can hang up and try back.
Okay, we're back. I'll just ignore them then.
Oh.
Hello. Finance. Hello.
Hey, LeVarne. It's still
okay,
us.
Still here.
Yeah, right. I'm going to have to walk out front. Excuse me.
Okay, well, in the interim, are there any other issues with the income lines?
Yeah, I'm totally in the dark on what this other on-air income is. Computer
yeah, we're going to query that and ask for an explanation.
And then the $6,500 is something related to the Miller Theater and something else that the Miller Theater part of it they'd been getting regularly, but the other part, you know,
we're going to query that as well.
Okay.
Sure. And we get a grant from the Miller Theater to do events at the Miller Theater in the community, mm-hmm. but whatever they give us, it goes out for the event itself.
Okay.
So it's really not a net gain for the radio station.
Okay.
As far as Miller Theater is concerned.
It's a wash, then.
And we're having a couple of events in the month of October, and it's a public function, you know. It's a theater, and we bring bands and groups to come and do stuff, and it's free to the community, and it's KPFT all the way. And mm-hmm. and as the money comes in, it goes out. It really, we do not make any money off of it. It's really a public relations effort for KPFT at the Miller Outdoor Theater here in Houston.
Okay, we'll query that line and get the lowdown what that number represents. Are there any other questions about income? We seem to have hit the high points. Okay, well, why don't we then move down to the other aspects of the budget. The next part, rows 26 through 33, are basically summaries of all the breakouts below, which we probably should look at below. Then you have capital expenditures, which I assume are realistic. So this year, it seems like you didn't spend any money on capital.
There was very little to spend.
We did roof work.
Yeah, and we did an air conditioning system. We spent $14,000.
Exactly, and we've got some, and I think before the end of this month, I think before September 30th, we are also doing some equipment upgrades.
Right, and I think that comes from the little grant that we have somewhere around there.
Yeah, that's that PPFP.
Whatever it's called.
Okay, well, it doesn't show up here in the capital expenditure part of this forecast. It just says zero for every line.
Well, because it's been hanging for several years now, what I understand. But make a note, Jamie, or make a note, Brian.
I haven't.
But it's been, you know, it's been in the, you know, sitting there for a while now.
There's money budgeted for the upcoming
year. It's in the 09 budget.
Probably even from the 08, I'm not too sure.
There was money spent in 08 on capital improvements, but it says there's nothing spent in 09, though there was money budgeted in 09.
Well,
and you have money budgeted for the upcoming year.
That might have just been an omission when they put together the forecast. I mean, it should be clear. It seems unusual that it would be zero.
Well, like in 09, we put in a brand new roof at the on the radio station, and we had to put in a new air compressor, which I don't know if you guys remember. The building caught on fire.
You're right.
Okay, well, I'll mention that. Okay, let's go down to the next part of the budget, the expenses, which are broken out into the categories and then the individual lines. Why don't I go around and people can bring up points, I guess. Just remember that with salary and related, on the open portion of the call, you need to be very general about this topic. Please do not mention any individual position which may or be affected. So let's see. Well, I'll start then. It looks like the gross salaries are...
Oh, I have one question on capital expenditures.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you going digital on anything?
I think we already are.
Yeah, we're already digital, aren't we?
Yeah, we're already digital.
You already did that.
Oh, okay, great. Terrific.
I think the capital, the little expense that we're going to be doing at the end of September has got to do with a master control unit. So that we can communicate with the Martians.
Okay, well, good. Let's go down to the next part, the salary and related. So it appears that you're forecasting, and the forecast for this year for total salary and related, which is row 62, is $524,000. What you budget for the upcoming year is $593,000. So there's an increase there of about... I don't know, $70,000.
Yeah.
And you've outlined a little bit of that. That's you've outlined probably enough as we need to know, but...
Yes.
That's something for us to pay attention. It does seem like there is an increase in the workforce there. Okay, and...
Can I just add to the mix that, part of that is the whole idea that the hiring freeze, position freeze, has been lifted?
Okay,
move on.
Are there any other comments about the salary and related aspect of the budget from the committee?
So what's the difference, please, sir, just quickly?
The total seems like an increase of about $70,000.
Okay.
So it's still lower than what was spent in FY08, so...
Are you union?
Of course not.
Okay.
This is a right to work space.
This is what? Texas.
Man, fighting words.
Right to work. Or right to starve.
Okay.
Right to shoot. Well, that's
right.
California.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well, and let's see. So that's the comment there for salary related. Okay, what about, let's move on down. Administrative expenses, there's a lot of little lines here. Are there any questions about administrative? Okay, administrative includes the debt retirement, which is here listed as $35,000, which we do, I guess, I don't know when we should address this issue. Why don't we go through the budget first and then address it?
I have a couple questions that are separate from that in this section.
Pardon?
It's Brian. I have a couple questions under administrative that are not debt retirement.
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
On row 70, General Ledger Code 6530, you've got professional services going from 762 in the forecast to 18,000 in the budget.
Yes, sir. Do you want an answer on that one?
If you got one.
Yeah, I think I do. Hey! I think the difference is that in that professional services that we have there, what I understand very lightly is that that is the cushion for legal expenses.
Oh, okay.
Is it based on any?
No, we don't have any lawsuits, anything.
I have a statement here, Alberto.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I'm not aware of a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Go ahead, Grace.
I requested that each station factor in ongoing legal expenses, because both stations have had legal consultations with our general counsel, and these are being billed, of course, to the stations.
So sure.
Ongoing legal expenses for legal advice that is needed through the year, not
sure.
necessarily related to legal cases.
Okay. So adding to what Grace is saying, I think that's part of that's why that line item is there in case we might need, as of today. I know for a fact that our station has not utilized any services from legal counsel. But however, there is a cushion there. There's a little line item just in case we might need it. That's the reason for that.
Can I add a little bit more to that?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, just to let you all know, significant amounts of legal billing have been, or legal consultation, have been made by WPFW, KPFK, and KPFA, and possibly WBAI. I'm not sure about WBAI, but actually, yes, WBAI as well. So we've had a considerable amount of legal consultation at four stations, possibly with the exception of KPFT. But I have asked Efren to factor in just routine legal expenses based on the legal consultations I know about at those four stations.
So PFW will pay for them, each station will pay for their consultation?
Yes, it should be factored in the budget.
Yes.
You know, sorry.
There's been a line item. Are you finished, Grace, or no?
Well, just to respond to Lizette, there's been a line item of legal expenses in the budget for quite some time. I don't know if it's certainly, I don't believe it's covered by central services.
Okay, and then Lizette, did you have another question?
Yes, I do. At some point, we must get an itemized whatever it is to know what it is we are paying for. I mean, what do we get in return to what we subscribe to central services? That's not very clear. And we need to know this, because
okay.
I said before that I believe we're being double billed. How do we do this? And I hope we can do this by the next in-person meeting.
Can I respond, Jamie?
Yeah, go ahead.
The legal bills are itemized and sent to the national office for payment. So there's not a lack of itemized billing. Whether it gets back to, I'm sure that NEGM can request that itemization, and I'm actually sure that when Lynn Magno does the bill backs to the stations, that itemization is provided.
No, I'm not sure about that, but okay.
Okay.
This is Campbell. I have a question on that, too.
Okay, Campbell, why don't you go ahead, and then I would like to get back, after your statement, Campbell, I would like to get back to looking at this budget.
But right, right.
Why don't you go ahead?
The question Lizette's bringing up is certainly relevant, because we're hearing that, you know, here's an itemized billing that's coming directly to the station, presumably, and at the same time, the station's getting billed for a piece of what is being shared throughout the network. And so it almost sounds to, you know, like a double billing that's taking place.
Okay, all right, thank you, Campbell. Well, we'll need to look
at
this issue.
There's a question mark on the end of that.
Sure. I would like to, at the moment anyway, go, you know, we're in the middle of this, so if we could keep on.
Okay.
No, it's not just you. It, I mean, it's a good issue, but...
This has to apply to KPFT. It's all the stations. I'm not making an exception here. I'm saying we need to get something to find out what it is each station get for what they contribute to central services. I mean, I raised this before.
This is LaVarne.
As have I.
This is LaVarne.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
I think Lynn had sent out stuff, I guess, early this month or last month in terms of what the expenses are at the national office. So what we'll do is just give those, you know, she itemized insurance, Democracy Now!, and all of the expenses that are paid for that are not billed back to the station. So I'll just have her send it again, show the amount that's on the cash flow where those are, and send it out again. And she sent that out earlier, like either the last of August or the beginning of this month. I guess it was the last of August then, where she showed the expenses in the national office, the Democracy Now! Insurance payments, and some of the other cost expenses that flow through that are not billed back. So I'm trying to pull it now.
I think I can find it, LaVarne, and I can send it.
And then for the budget in October, we can go and do it, so it pull it out of the national office budget and show exactly how much, what the costs are and what it adds up to. And you know, that's a good exercise, because it will show that not getting central services is what results in deficits and cash flow for its shortages. So that's a good idea. So
thank you,
exactly the cost, and it will show the central services, and it will show you for last year the deficit or the negative amount that results from that, that the inflows are less than the outflows.
I have it. I will send it. Actually, Lizette?
Yes?
It was in the answer that Lynn sent you in an email on August 5th, but I will forward it to the entire Finance Committee.
Right.
Would you send that to me as well, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, folks. So now if we can get back to going through this budget, that would be good. So we had just gotten to the point of professional services, and that was explained to us. And I think, Brian, did you still have some other comments on this stuff?
Yeah, moving down, row 72, outside services. You show $8,500 in your forecast for this year, but no money budgeted for next year.
I wonder if that's where legal got billed.
I think so.
Okay.
And
confirm that.
Which line is that?
It's General Ledger Code 6536. It's row 72.
Okay. Yeah, outside services.
Moving down, row 74, bank charges.
Ah, bank charges.
It shows $22,000 in your forecast for this year, but only $1,800 in your budget for next year.
I can only, Mr. Chairman, may I respond?
You certainly may.
Bank charges, what I've understood, has to be the credit card. The 2% that the credit cards charge, or whatever they charge to take a credit card. My impression, and I might be wrong, was
that's on a different line. That's row 121, credit card accounting fee. And that's about $20,000 as well, but it's budgeted separately.
Hmm. I guess I can answer the question then. Well, Susan!
Well, it's also, this is LaVarne, it's that fee that they charge the third-party intermediary, and I'm working with both Chase and with Wells Fargo on reducing that intermediary where we're paying, I think, A and BAI are paying, like, global payments and another group for what they call an intermediary between getting our credit card payments and getting it into our bank account. And they have this intermediary set up for, it must have been some process due to some glitch like years ago, and we've continued to participate in this arrangement. And Wells Fargo has said that they could use their intermediary, which is a Wells Fargo entity, to do that, which would be less. So that is a presentation that they had done, a preliminary for me back in early or July when we first talked about the line of credit, and they were supposed to deliver to me, so, and I haven't received it yet. So those costs, I don't know if T was paying that, but those costs should be reduced at least 50%.
At least, have you seen, have they been reduced?
To be clear, this line is not the credit card fee line.
No, I didn't say credit card. It's this intimate, it's global payments. You also pay, like, global, we pay global payments here at BAI, and I think they pay another intermediary. It's not the credit card fee.
Have those, LaVarne, have you seen any evidence that the actual payments for these items, for this item, has decreased
We haven't set up a new arrangement with Wells Fargo again. They presented that in their presentation to me when we initially talked about the line of credit back in July.
Okay.
Did the presentation at Wells Fargo there in Oakland. And they're supposed to be working on that for us, and the guy's supposed to, and one of the VPs there was supposed to present this to me to reduce these costs. But I haven't seen anything yet. So
and
I think
it's budgeting a 92% drop.
Oh no, this is something I guess I need to or we can ask about. Maybe we can talk to Marquisha about why it's dropped this amount, or if it's someplace else.
Okay. Yes.
I just wish we could remember all of these things so that we could look at them.
I'm writing them down.
Okay, thank you.
and LaVarne, you said you were talking with who about that?
Wells Fargo and Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo for the foundation and for the national office, and Chase for BAI. And I know that W uses SunTrust, so and with A, they have Bank of America, the same, whatever Wells Fargo present, you know, we would be able to apply that throughout for the other stations.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's see. So that we'll query the KPFT folks about that line. Okay. Then is there other items in the, Brian, did you have other items or other people in this section?
None that make me nervous.
Okay.
Wow, that's great.
That is high praise indeed.
Okay, there are other people who this does have the debt retirement issue, which I propose we discuss when we finish this budget this evening.
Brian?
Because it goes in and comes out.
So can we move on from administrative?
Brian?
Okay, so now we'll go down to board expenses. Let's see, one of the requests was that we adequately budget for two LSB elections in one fiscal year. I'm now on rows 100 through 105, and it does look like they have done that. So, I guess there's no issues there.
Well, let's just hope we don't spend all of it.